Seattle on the world stage. Northwest News Radio is covering the World Cup. The crowds, the commute, the celebrations, and the impact across Western Washington.
Yesterday, we talked to an expert to explain to us how the game of soccer works. Today, we talked to an expert about how the World Cup tournament works as it heads here to Seattle. I'm joined by Seattle Sounders brand ambassador and former Sounder himself, Brad Evans. Brad, thanks for joining us. How does this year's World Cup tournament function?
Yeah, so this year's World Cup is the first of its kind. It used to be 32 teams historically, but they've expanded that to 48. So it'll be played across Mexico, the U.S., and Canada. It'll be the first time that a World Cup has been kind of cross three different countries, which is pretty impressive. And we know, obviously, Mexico's rich history with soccer. It's going to be an awesome atmosphere. And then, of course, you know, the massive size of the United States. It'll be all throughout the country. And then, of course, Canada is involved as well. Vancouver and Toronto will host games as well. So 48 teams will either be based in Canada, U.S., or Mexico for their home bases. And then they'll have to travel all around the country depending on where their group games are. So each team is guaranteed three games in a World Cup. Now, it's up to you to get the results. You get a couple wins in group game, it pretty much assures that you get to advance. And since there is 48 teams, there's actually going to be a couple third place teams in a group that will advance.
Now, we know we're going to have six World Cup matches here in Seattle, four of which being group stage matches, one of those being with Qatar, but we didn't know who they were going to be playing for a while. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so obviously we have Belgium versus Egypt, United States versus Australia, Egypt versus Iran are the guaranteed, and then we have two knockout round games, and of course that Qatar is going to be playing Bosnia. So what happens in Europe is they had a playoff round that extended past the normal qualification date. Most teams in the world qualified for the World Cup last fall. But then there was a whole qualification round, which actually saw teams like Italy make the qualification round, but they didn't qualify for the World Cup. They ended up losing. So Qatar is going to play Bosnia, who I've actually had playing experience against about 10 years ago, traveling to Bosnia with the U.S. men's national team, winning that game 4-3, somehow a magical game. They're going to be a really tough opponent.
And which game do you think is going to draw the most attention here in Seattle?
The highlight, obviously, is the United States versus Australia. This will be the first time that a World Cup game is going to be played here in Seattle, which for us fans, I can't fathom it as a former player what it would mean to be able to play a game here in Seattle for your national team in a World Cup. I've done it here in World Cup qualifiers, but when you talk about the World Cup, I mean, this is the biggest tournament in the world, and just imagining that pressure, but also the sense of pride that these players will get to play here in Seattle.
Well, Brad, thank you so much for joining us and explaining the World Cup to all of our listeners.
Thanks for having me.
Covering the World Cup here in Seattle, I'm Zach Wildfang.
Seattle on the world stage. As the World Cup comes to town, Northwest News Radio covers the crowds, the commute, the celebrations, and the impact across Western Washington. Special reports all day on Northwest News Radio, 97.7 AM 1000.